co-director of AIDS Free World, a new international AIDS atmosphere foundation based here in the United States. He's a professor in global health on faculty of social sciences at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario. He was the UN Secretary General Special Envoy for HIV/AIDS in Africa from June 2001 until the end of 2006. He was the Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF at the global headquarters in New York for a long time. He was Canada's Ambassador to the United Nations from 1984 to 1988. He does many things. We did this last one in April 2005. Stephen was named by Time Magazine as one of the quote 100 most influential people in the world, unquote. Cited in the category, which included the Dalai Lama, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and Nelson Mandela. In addition to that, he holds 26 honorary degrees from Canadian universities. And is a companion of the Order of Canada, the country's highest honor for lifetime achievement. I think all of these things are remarkable achievements. But it's not really what I want to focus on in introducing him. What I want to focus on in introducing Stephen is his passion, his commitment, and his heart for Africa. He could have retired at 70 years old. He could have gone into a quiet retirement and lived in a cabin someplace up in Canada and just enjoyed the rest of his life, hobnobbing with his friends. But he didn't do that. His commitment is to people, especially women and children in Africa. I think that there are many resources going into Africa right now. There's a good deal of money, but I think that Stephen regards that as still not enough, and that we should never become complacent about what's going on in sub-Saharan Africa, especially with the pandemic, the AIDS pandemic, and also the searing poverty that grinds people down every day. So what I'd like to say as a wrap-up to this introduction is that Stephen's heart is in Africa. His passion is effective, and his commitment is successful because his heart is where it needs to be. And so I'd like to introduce you to a quite unique, quite remarkable, and whom I think is really an extraordinary man. A man of, I should say, maybe a spirit that walks among us, that is doing work that is unparalleled. And I don't think I'm overemphasizing his accomplishments. His accomplishments are really in sub-Saharan Africa. Stephen?